Well, the global travel industry is really at the forefront of feeling the brunt of the coronavirus. You know, I'm thinking cruise ships, hotels, casinos, really seeing business impacted significantly in the shares of those companies reflecting it as well. Our next guest has a equally cautious view of those sectors. Tuna Amobi, he's a director and industry research analyst at CFRA Research. He joins us on the phone. Tuna, thanks so much for joining us again. I know you've become more cautious, downgraded a bunch of stocks. Tell us how you see kind of some of these casino companies, cruise lines, and the like.
Good morning, Paul, my friend, and thanks for having me. So over the past 2 weeks or so, we have actually taken a more bare assessment of the potential impact of the coronavirus on, you know, the overall tourism. And, you know, the cruise ships, the online travel companies, the casinos, the one constant theme has emerged is that, you know, while it's very difficult to quantify the overall impact, and of course, no one really knows the duration or how long it's going to last, but we think that it's starting to take a toll right now. And you just heard about, you know, the higher number of death tolls, as well as more cases being diagnosed. So my sense is, you know, the market may still be underestimating the potential impact of this. If you remember, I think it seems to be some comfort level that if you compare it to the SARS or the Ebola, and while those cases were ultimately, you know, resolved, limiting its impact, what worries us here is really the speed and severity of the new cases that are being diagnosed and the death toll, which kind of leads us to believe that this is going to continue to be an overhang as the year goes on for quite some time.
Tuna, it's so interesting to hear you speak because we speak with economists and investors who say they're expecting some sort of V-shaped recovery in the economy of China and beyond. And I'm wondering, as you look at MGM basically withdrawing their entire outlook for the year, citing the disruption from the coronavirus, the fact that they get 27% of their business from Macau and are losing an estimated more than $1 million a day based on the current shutdown that we're seeing. How can we even be so sure that a place like MGM could compensate for this later on?
You know, we can be. That's the short answer. We actually are taking a more negative view of MGM, downgrading to a sell ahead of their earnings report last night. I think that just confirmed to us that, you know, no one really has a handle of this. So they talk about the expense burn rate, about $1.5 million on a daily basis, even while the casinos have been shut down, mostly for payroll. And that was also a theme that we heard from Wynn Resorts in Las Vegas. So I think you're really starting to see, you know, the casinos starting to feel the brunt of this. And remember, you know, these are, you know, this is an industry that was already massively impacted by the Hong Kong protests. So this latest coronavirus issue just seems to be adding salt to injury, and really no one has a handle on when this is going to dissipate. Now, one more thing I'd add is that even when the situation is resolved, typically from a historical perspective, we usually see several months before things can get any semblance of normalization, which is really why we think this 2020, at least the first half, certainly is going to need much more caution.
Tuna, this is definitely specific to the casino industry, the travel industries. Is there, though, a broader brush that we could paint in terms of the potential longer-term impact, given your experience examining the corporate balance sheets of these companies as well as the likes of Amazon and Netflix?
Well, you know, the one thing that I'd say is that China overall, you know, most of these companies, you talk about Amazon and Netflix, have a relatively limited direct exposure in China, partly due to the regulatory environment there. But I think the what I see is some type of tangential fallout from this geopolitical situation. A lot of these companies, even when they are not directly operating in China, have some type of strategic partnership. That's true certainly for online travel companies. And, of course, casinos have a huge stake in there. So every industry is different. China itself has been a major, driver of global tourism, outbound travel. And I think what's important to remember is that while most of the issues right now appear to be limited to China, they could be, in fact, a broader geopolitical impact across even the U.S. and other markets like Europe. Of course, that depends on how fast those cases travel. But overall, while the overall impact on GDP growth is relatively muted at this point, I think you could actually see that situation get out of control pretty fast.
So, Tuna, just on the cruise lines here, I know when you talk to a lot of people about, why don't you go on a cruise? One of the concerns is just being, stuck with so many people in a confined area, and it just seems like, these outbreaks of diseases are perhaps more common there. Do you think there's longer-term risk to kind of just the whole market, total market size for the cruising industry from this?
I think what's interesting is before this coronavirus outbreak, the cruise industry fundamentals were pretty healthy. We were expecting a near record year based on advanced indicators of booking and pricing, onboard spending. All of those indicators seem to be holding up well. Now, it seems like all bets are off. When you kind of hear stories about, the Diamond Princess being quarantined and several other ships unable to find landing ports or destinations, my sense is that there is a certain amount of wariness out there among potential cruise passengers in terms of booking pending the resolution of this issue. So I think you're starting to see the guidance from cruise companies. At risk is actually why we took a more negative stance on Royal Caribbean as well as Norwegian cruise, both of which we downgraded. We also have a sale on Carnival. So this is something that's going to hover over the industry until any more visibility in terms of the potential resolution.
Tuna, just real quick here, 30 seconds. Do you buy this argument that Netflix is getting a huge boost from this because people are sitting home and doing Netflix and chill rather than going out, potentially getting coronavirus?
Lisa, that's something we've heard before, but I'd say it's a little bit far-fetched at this point. It's really hard to kind of connect those dots. That being said, I can understand why, maybe in isolated cases that could be true, but hard to generalize here.
Tuna Amobi, thank you so much. Tuna Amobi, Director and Industry Analyst at CFRA Research, joining us on the phone from New Jersey. I love that. I read a bunch of stories about how Netflix, we talk about the negative impact of the coronavirus, but there are companies benefiting because people are staying home and they got to do something, so they might as well watch movies.